This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and I am pleased to say back in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with me is Christopher Spencer from Ozarks Unbound. Welcome back.
Hello, Kyle.
This is
Happy 2011.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
We are resuming these segments that we call Unlicensed Opinion, and we're doing this on a day when in Little Rock, the General Assembly is convening and being gaveled into regular session.
Exactly. Pebble City down there, Central Arc. They are making laws, even, I don't know if
yet. Yeah, no, not yet.
But they've been pre-filed, so, you know, they could.
And our guest for this edition of Unlicensed Opinion is a gentleman, and we should mention that this is actually being taped ahead of time. We're not taping this on Monday, and I point that out because Greg Letting, who is about to become, as we talk, you are not yet officially a state rep. You're a state rep-elect, right?
Correct.
But Monday, you will be sworn in.
Monday, as of noon, we'll convene, and they'll begin the swearing-in process, and the elect will officially drop from the title, and things will get very real very fast.
What's happened for you so far since Election Day in November and now about to become a state rep?
They don't wait around after Election Day. That was November 2nd. It was a Tuesday, obviously. We were down in Little Rock on Thursday, just 2 days later, for a reception that evening for all the incoming members to meet and get to know one another. And then Friday morning, we again met for breakfast and marched right over to the Capitol at 8 o'clock to draw for seniority, which was a much more tense experience than I expected it to be. They obviously, for returning members, the seniority is already set. They just shift up as people get termed out or voted out of office. But for the incoming members, they have to determine the seniority, and they do that by literally drawing a number out of a box. And they do it in order of district. They'll either start with the lowest numbered district or the highest numbered district, and they flip a coin to determine. And in this case, they flipped the coin and started at District 1. The parliamentarian, Tim Massanelli, oversees the whole process. He flips the coin. He calls out your name. You go down. You draw out your number. And your fate is kind of set for the next 2 years. Since they started at the low end, and since all members in Districts 93 and up were returning members, I was the highest numbered freshman, meaning that I was the last to draw and really didn't get to draw. I just got the number that was left, and it was an excruciating half hour because it takes a while for people to go down there one by one, draw out the number, have it recorded. They had a giant screen at the front of the chamber so you could see who was drawing what number, and when they finally got down to the gentleman right before me, the only numbers left were 62 and 80, so I just said, you know what, I'm fine with 80. It could be, you know, a lot worse. I'll be good with that.
And now is that 80 out of 79, or is
that out of 100? Yeah, should there are 100 members. So it was Representative-elect David Branscombe. He drew and he pulled out 80, and so I got left with 62, which makes me the fifth highest ranked member of the freshman class. So I was very fortunate that day. We then broke into our four district caucuses to select committee assignments. That was a pretty intense process.
This is all happening. That initial?
That morning. It all took place in about 3 hours.
Same week you got elected. This is
the same week. This is 3 days later. You break into the district caucus. I was in the third district, obviously. There's 25 members in each. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the northwest corner of our state being the redder corner, is particular now. There are only five Democrats there. One is Representative Tracy Pinard. She's the most senior. She's from down in Fort Smith. We have Representative Uvalde Lindsay, who's from here in our area. He's going into his second term. And then there were three freshmen, Representative-elect Betty Overby, Representative-elect Leslie Post, and then myself. They assigned committees based on seniority.
What did you
receive? Yeah, what did you draw?
I was fortunate enough to, after a trade, wind up on Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committee, which is very unusual for
a
freshman.
A trade?
It is one of the bigger.
Wait, a trade?
Yes.
So...
Trading
you have A committees and B committees. You can only be on one of each, and really the only difference is that A committees meet certain days and B committees meet certain days. In the A committees, I wanted either education or public health. Didn't happen, so I took revenue and tax. And then we went through the B committee process, and again, my top choice was state agencies. That was taken, so my second choice was agriculture, forestry, and economic development. So I had that. After all of that was settled, the chair of the 3rd District Caucus, Representative Jonathan Barnett, allowed us to break so we could discuss trades that maybe we didn't want to bring up at the table. Being a freshman Democrat in the 3rd, I was pretty content where I was. I didn't think it was very likely that I'd be able to trade up. But the minority leader, Representative John Burris, came up to me and said, I'll trade you public health for revenue and tax. I think he could tell I was a little bit surprised by his offer, because before I could say anything, he said, "This is a very good deal for you."
I said, just in case you didn't know.
I know, and I want to say yes, but just give me 1 second. I'm going to talk to Uvalde. So I went and talked to Representative Lindsay for just a second and explained the situation to make sure that I wasn't being had. And he said, "No, if that's what you want, you know, absolutely go for it." So I ran back over there and shook John's hand before he could change his mind. And we announced a trade, and I wound up on public health.
Uvalde represents District 89, is that right?
88.
88. And he's in his second term down there. Have you looked to him as sort of a mentor of sorts? Or?
Absolutely. He's incredibly knowledgeable. He's one of the most respected legislators down there, especially when it comes to the budget and other financial matters. Just a very trusted, very well-respected legislator. I was hoping to have another mentor in Representative Jim House.
Mm-hmm. He lost his bid for re-election?
By 91 votes, so don't let anybody ever tell you your vote doesn't matter.
There was a time when, if you were a freshman and you went down, there would be people like Representative Miller from Izzard County who had been in there for 28, 30 years, or Jody Mahoney, or these people. Now, the senior-most member of the House, when you go in, has only two terms under their belt.
Exactly.
So, although you're a freshman, and because you're going in with this large freshman class, there isn't a lot of experience when you compare it to the assemblies of the past.
Right. And several people have suggested that this session is probably going to, at least initially, proceed at a much slower pace, simply because practically half the class has never done the job before. And as you said, the people who had previously served for a couple of decades, we no longer have that. So it will be interesting to see how things go, particularly given also the new unprecedented dynamic. The balance of power is split much more evenly than it has been in our state's history.
Monday, we're talking here on Friday, taping this on Friday. Monday, you'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Arm up. Oath taken. What's that going to be like? Do you have any idea?
I imagine it's going to be a pretty neat feeling. It really hasn't hit until just these last couple of days because, you know, we fortunately didn't have a very competitive general election race. Our big fight was back in May. And
primary between you and Bill Ramsey.
Yeah, Bill Ramsey. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it sound like November 2nd was anticlimactic or that we didn't work during the general election, but it was certainly a much different contest. And you know, after that first week where we went down and had the seniority and committee assignments settled, you know, there hasn't been a lot going on since then other than just meeting. So it's just now kind of coming back to me about what's about to happen.
Well, you've been to the State House, I'm sure. You're from Arkansas. You're from,
yes,
actually, what, Springdale, right?
Yes.
Originally. So I'm sure you went down there maybe as a Boy Scout or something like that, like on field trips.
I don't remember my first trip to the Capitol, but yeah, I had been down there as a child. I don't know that I ever watched the House or Senate mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. session, but I had been down there a number of times. And then especially once we decided to run, I started going down regularly and was down there 2 and 3 times a month to attend meetings. And then again, especially once the budget hearings got going, was there quite a lot.
I think this is an exciting time for you. And I'm sure you and your 43 colleagues who are going to be sworn in for the first time on Monday, it's a rare situation to be in. Not many people find themselves there. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. I am looking forward to it.
Greg Letting will represent District 92 in the Arkansas House of Representatives beginning today, as the Arkansas General Assembly convenes. Our conversation was part of the regular Monday series, Unlicensed Opinion, a collaboration between Ozarks at Large and OzarksUnbound.com, and that site's editor and publisher, Christopher Spencer. There is more from the conversation, including discussion about the rising use of social media by members of the State House and Senate, at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. And ahead on Ozarks, is this the best winter ever for classical music at Walton Arts Center? Before spring's arrival, the venue will host members of the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, Joshua Bell, the Vienna Boys Choir, Jubilant Sykes with Alan Chow, concerts from the University of Arkansas's ensembles, and host the opening concert of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. We'll talk with Peter Lane, the president and CEO of Walton Arts Center, about that lineup. That's ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large.